This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's a new trend emerging in prosecutions in the city of St. Louis. The city recently accepted a federal grant to help certain defendants avoid felony gun convictions. That program will be in addition to one already in place for certain nonviolent felons. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explores the move towards second chances.
Late in the afternoon on a recent Wednesday, Judge Michael Mullen calls his courtroom to order. The first defendant he sees is a young man who was in his courtroom in August to plead guilty to burglary and theft charges. It's rare for Mullen to see someone so soon after a guilty plea, but this 19-year-old is the first person accepted into the circuit attorney's new felony redirect program, which Mullen oversees.
What we've been doing hasn't been extremely successful. And I think this is just another way of looking at it that other jurisdictions have had success with. Just throwing money at things and putting people in jail or prison isn't always the answer.
If the young man successfully completes a series of probation-like requirements, that felony charge will be gone from his record. For that reason, we aren't naming the defendant, who's represented by public defender Patrick Coots.
I'll tell you what, I mean, my first conversation with my client was that I don't know how this is necessarily going to pan out. The benefits that I laid out for my client were it's the best way moving forward to keep something off of your record.
The lack of a felony record has a number of practical benefits, says Pippa Barrett, the prosecutor in charge of the redirect program.
They can vote. They can essentially get a job where folks might not otherwise hire somebody who has a felony conviction. It opens up their options.
The effort may also save money by reducing the number of people in jail or prison, but Barrett says that's not the focus. The Felony Redirect Program is operating using existing staff. It's modeled on drug and mental health courts, which set up a system of sanctions and benefits, but also provide resources. Bruce Franks and the organization he co-founded, 28 to Life, are playing a central role in getting the participants the help they need.
We're able to directly, get them a job, put them in some type of educational program. Each one of them gets a mentor and life coach where we check on them almost every day. We text back and forth. We talk back and forth. We meet up 3-4 times a week. If they need something, they know they can call us.
Franks is convinced the program will eventually save lives by providing young Black men with needed role models, but he says the benefits go much deeper.
By having a second chance program implemented by the prosecuting attorney's office, that's showing young Black men that, oh, they're not just out to arrest us. At the end of the day, it's people out here on the other side that actually want to help.
The program isn't meant to be easy. That first participant, the burglary defendant, has had trouble with the reporting requirements. Another young man who's facing drug possession charges failed a urine test. And there are still kinks to be worked out. Chief among Patrick Coots' concerns is the fact that the prosecutor's office is currently the gatekeeper, and he doesn't know how long his client's supervision will last.
Being down in court, speaking with Judge Mullen, the first thing he told my client is that everybody's trying to feel their way through this, and it's going to be like that with any kind of new program that doesn't have necessarily a model to follow. So I understand that.
Pippa Barrett, the prosecutor, says the circuit attorney's office knows a defendant will probably commit another crime while in the program.
It's worth it for every person that succeeds. There may be that one person or two people or whatever, those people who don't make it through. We've still given them the chance to do that. That's valid.
The architect of the Felony Redirect Program, Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce, is not running for another term. But everyone involved believes there is enough backing to keep it going beyond her departure. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.